Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Most ERP implementations and digital transformations are delayed and take longer than expected, but that doesn't need to be the case for you. I'm going to talk about the five things that you can do to avoid implementation delays here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And through our experience and research over the years, we found that a majority of implementations take longer than expected. Some of the statistics we've seen range anywhere from 60 to 90% of projects take more than expected. And it leads one to wonder why the projects might take more than expected. And so what I want to do here today is talk about the things that we see as root causes of why projects get delayed. And it comes down to five simple things that you can do to ensure your project stays on track. One of the early dominoes to fall in a delayed ERP implementation or digital transformation is unrealistic expectations. We thought we could implement the solution in 12 months when in reality it was always going to take 18 or 24 months given our size and complexity and level of resource commitment and whatnot. And so what ends up happening is sales reps from software vendors and system integrators oftentimes will underestimate severely what it's going to take to make the project succeed. And the dynamics behind this are useful to understand. And the reason why these estimates up front are so often underestimated is one is because they may not fully understand the complexity of your business. They may not have fully thought through or aligned the assumptions behind the overall implementation timeframe. And so these are some of the reasons why software vendors and sales reps will underestimate the number. Now, the other thing that happens or is in play in these types of situations is that the sales rep doesn't necessarily have an incentive to be realistic. It might behoove them to underestimate and lowball the amount of time and effort it'll be so that you're more likely to commit to signing on the dotted line. So regardless of the cause, the reality is that most of the time when organizations take at face value an implementation proposal from a system integrator or system vendor, more often than not, that implementation duration is underestimated. So it's important to recognize that you're probably getting an underestimated timeline, and you want to make sure you augment the timeline and add a dose of reality to it. A lot of times that can be validating the assumptions behind the implementation duration. Oftentimes it can be very effective to look at all the things that are not in the scope of what the system integrator is proposing. They're proposing something that's typically focused on the software itself and the technology. But in addition to that, we've also got to figure out how to change our processes and manage the organizational changes and do a bunch of other stuff, whether it be integration and data migration, things of that nature, that may not be captured in the system integrator scope. So we need to look at the entire breadbox and understand the entire duration, the entire scope, in order to arrive at a realistic plan. But whatever we do, we need to make sure we have a realistic plan to begin with. And that's one of the best ways we can avoid delay. One of the root causes for delays on these sorts of projects is a lack of a clear strategy and or lack of alignment around that strategy. So with this being one of the biggest headwinds that we face in ensuring that we finish on time and even on budget as well, we know that we need to make sure that we've got alignment on what it is our strategy is, what this transformation means to the organization, and what some of those high-level governance decision-making factors are for our project. For example, a lot of times executives will say, one of our goals for this project is to leverage out-of-the-box technology and minimize customization of the software. This is a great goal. There's nothing wrong with that. But oftentimes, executives and the rest of the organization don't understand what that means in terms of now we've got to force our business to change more to fit the technology rather than adjusting the technology to fit the business. So just having this simple understanding of what exactly it means in this example to go with zero customization and to use off-the-shelf capabilities and really understanding what the trade-offs are, that alone can really open your eyes into what exactly is this implementation going to look like. So regardless of what specific examples you want to use, there's plenty of them that that we include in other videos throughout our YouTube channel. But the key here is to recognize that we need to have a clear vision for this project and what we expect to get out of it. And we want to make sure we're fully aligned on this project before we get too far in. Otherwise, if we're misaligned, that's going to create delays later on.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
When you look at all the activities in a project plan, all the different tasks that you would see in a Gantt chart or a Microsoft project plan for a ERP or digital transformation, you find that there's a lot of things that needs to be done to design and build software. And most of that stuff is fairly predictable. In order to define how we're going to build the system and actually building it and testing it, it's fairly easy to predict how long that stuff is going to take because it's sort of a black and white sort of activity. And what I mean by that is either the system works or it doesn't. Either it does what it's supposed to or it doesn't. Where companies run into trouble and run into delays is typically around the decision making that goes into what it's going to take to build and design and test the software. And what I mean by that is when you're dealing with any sort of ERP software, most of them are fairly flexible products, and that's going to require a certain amount of decision making. We have to decide what we want our workflow to look like, and the faster we can make those decisions, the faster the project's going to go. Where companies get into trouble is they don't have a clear answer, they can't come to a clear conclusion on what they want their processes to look like or their requirements or whatnot, so that ends up delaying the project. Oftentimes it's not simply because the technology implementation was delayed. So making those decisions quicker is one important thing you can do. And even better yet, if you can make as many of those decisions as possible before you really engage with your system integrator and really start implementing in earnest, that's even better because you've now sped things up and created a clear blueprint and roadmap for how the technology will deploy it, which will ultimately speed things up later. But either way, no matter how you approach it, just make sure you can make decisions quickly throughout the project. The next thing you can do to avoid implementation delays is going back to expectation setting again. Understand what it's really going to take to make the transformation successful. Understand what sort of internal resources you're going to need, what sort of competencies you're going to need, how much you're going to have to spend on identifying what your needs are and your requirements and putting project governance in place and managing organizational changes. Everything that goes into a successful transformation needs to be taken into account, and the better understanding you have going in with your eyes wide open, the more likely you are to have a realistic expectation for what the overall implementation is going to be. And when we have realistic expectations on what it's going to take to make this project successful, the less likely we are to realize delays and problems later on in the project. When all else fails and the first four things I talk about aren't enough to help keep your project on track, you need some sort of stopgap or something to fall back on to ensure you have a safety net to catch any sort of delays or problems or risk along the way. And one of the best ways to do that is to institute a third-party quality assurance and risk mitigation process that allows you to really have objective and outside oversight in making sure that we identify risks before they become problems. So as experienced implementation consultants, we understand and can anticipate where the problems are when they first start to emerge. So a lot of times organizations and even their consultants don't see the problems until they become painfully obvious and it's too late to fix. So you need someone that can come in and identify those risks early on so that you can proactively address them. And having a third-party quality assurance framework is one of the best ways you can do that. Our team at Third Stage, for example, is one example of a company that can do that for you. So while most projects take more time than expected, they also cost more than expected in most cases, by the way, despite these facts, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through the delays. It doesn't mean that you need to be surprised by how long this is going to take or how much money it's going to take. By simply following these five things, you're going to be well on your way to making sure that your project is on time and on budget. Now, to learn more about this, I encourage you to download our 2020 ERP report. I've included a link to that below. You can download that off our website, get instant access to it, and that'll give you a lot more best practices into what we've seen other transformation teams and clients learn and some of the things that we've seen work very well for those organizations. So I encourage you to check that out, and I hope you found this information useful. Have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.